Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
So I was listening to Jen this morning, and I watched American Idol last night. And you got that big mic dude, right? Mm-hmm. Do you have the audio of that guy, Andy?
Yeah, I do. He's right here.
And he was really impressive on the show. If you didn't see American Idol last night, here's Big Mike from the show.
I'm the next American Idol because my wife is in labor right now with our first child.
Oh,
and she would not be happy if I didn't come home with a victory this week. So.
That's big.
And also, I'll pummel anybody who disagrees.
It's like a big personal trainer.
Me and all my friends, we all misunderstood. They say we stand for nothing, and there's no way we ever could. And now we see everything.
Okay, so the guy obviously has got some goods there, right? But the truth of the matter is, his wife's water broke while he was in L.A., and the chances are pretty good he's going to miss the birth of his child because he's taking this shot at American Idol, you know? So my question is this for you guys.
Thank you.
Give me the crappiest reason that your husband missed the birth of your child.
Hmm.
Like this guy,
Super Bowl 39.
Like at least this guy can say, you know what? She gave me the okay, and we were trying to fulfill. She knows this is my dream. So I went out to L.A. She gave me the green light. I missed the birth of our child, but she was okay with it. There's got to be some of you guys listening right now whose husband missed a birth for a stupid-ass reason.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that you ever get over it.
Yeah, much stupider than American Idol, because he could, if he advances and he wins this thing,
changes
or goes
the
far
family.
Enough, yeah, I mean, he can take care of his wife and kids and multiple kids forever and ever.
Because we learned, I'm sorry.
404-741-Q100.
I just say, because we learned this morning that even though there was scandal with him and his dad, he's still in the competition,
right.
Correct?
Right.
So at the end of the day, this may be okay. And again, he did get the green light from his wife. She knew that she was close to having the baby, and even with that said, go out there and do your thing. So, I mean, in his case, it's not all that bad, but there's got to be like a dude that was like, just got too drunk ended up somehow, some way missing it, or I can't think what could keep you from that situation.
Should we take out military leave?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Deployment,
that's legitimate,
that doesn't count.
Yeah, I don't know. Just going out partying with your friends or...
Hungover? Drunk?
Or going to a game, like a sports game. Like,
so
Bert,
if you
were at the Super Bowl this weekend, say the Chargers had actually made it, and you had this big plan with your friends to be down there for the Super Bowl, but your wife was going to deliver...
Then you're not allowed to go on the trip.
Yeah.
Like, if you knew that it was this close, then you're not allowed to go on the trip. But I bet there's somebody that said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and roll the dice here.
Go anyway.
Chances are pretty good.
She goes into labor. I'll catch a flight
right.
And then miss it, you know.
404-741-Q100. Hey, John.
Hey, what's going on?
You tell us. What's up?
Not too much. My wife's actually going to have our first kid. She's due in about 2 weeks. But if she doesn't have it sooner, I might miss it.
For what reason?
I started a new company, and my first week on the job is right when she's due.
And they won't. The new company wouldn't be understanding of.
You said you're starting.
No, it's my business. It's a new business that I started.
Okay,
right. So you
and there's absolutely no way I can start it later.
I bet you're the boss, right? So
right.
So you could.
You really could be there.
Well, what the business is, it's actually going to various trade shows, and the first show I've got to go to is the day that our first daughter is supposed to be born.
Oh, dude.
You can't go.
There's nobody else that you could send there. I'm telling you, man, you'll regret this for the rest of your life, dude.
Not a good reason.
We've talked to the doctor. The doctor is possibly going to try to induce her a week early.
That's the way to go. Mm-hmm. Don't miss that, man.
So we're trying to push up the birth of our first kid so I can start my business.
Well, yeah, but at the end of your days, are you going to regret missing a trade show or missing the birth of your daughter? You know?
It's either be there for the birth of our daughter or make some money for that month.
There'd be more trade shows.
Are you guys in a place right now financially where, like, you're forced to make this decision based on what's going on?
Yeah, it's one of those things that I've got to do this. And, you know, we knew this going into it. My wife, you know, she bought into it when we found out we were pregnant. We knew that this was coming up.
So if it's a matter of, like, food on the table or being there, then it makes it a tougher decision. Still.
If you're, but he's the boss. I don't know.
Oh.
You know.
Somebody on Twitter called out her own dad for being on the golf course when she was born.
Oh, no.
Oh, there you go.
Really?
That's mm-hmm. like...
Hey, Brianna, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
Well, my husband missed our child's birth for open season for deer hunting.
First day?
You're kidding.
I woke up to my water breaking, and he's like, well, you need to call your mom. I'm like, what?
Why, he's at the hunt camp?
He had a perch to go and sit in.
Well, my mother had to come and get me and take me to the hospital, and he did not show up until after she was born.
Oh,
he's
no.
like, well, it's okay. But he didn't get anything, so he missed it for no reason.
Are you still married to him?
No.
That would work itself out, yeah. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
I think that was a fairly selfish decision.
You think?
Depends
deer
on...
No, they were overpopulated. No. They needed it.
I'm talking about leaving them.
It depends. It depends on if the decision for him to not be there for the birth came before or after he sprayed himself with deer urine. Because if you've already got the deer pee on you, you're committed.
Pretty much committed.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to be in the delivery.
Hey, Emily, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi. We had gone to a party. It was on a Saturday night. I was very, very pregnant. So for whatever reason, we had driven separate, and we ended up staying the night there. Of course, I wasn't drinking, but he was just plastered. Well, I went into labor the next morning, and I was like, okay, I'm going to go home, and I'll meet you there. So I went home. He never came home. I called my mom. She drove me to the hospital. I had the baby. He had fallen asleep at that friend's house and slept the entire day.
No.
Missed everything.
No, no.
Oh, yeah.
This was your first child?
Yeah, we're not married anymore.
Yeah, I think we're going to catch a reoccurring theme
here.
Yeah. Hey, Kim, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hey, we're talking about this this big Mike dude on American Idol that missed the birth of his firstborn so he could try out for American Idol.
Right.
I'm asking you guys, like, other reasons that could possibly be that somebody missed the birth of the child.
My own father missed my birth because he was with his current girlfriend at the time.
Oh boy.
No. Wow. Okay.
Oh. And, my mom couldn't find him or get a hold of him, and they had to do an emergency cesarean.
Mm-hmm.
So my aunt actually had to sign the paperwork because he wasn't there.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're not together anymore.
Oh, gosh, no.
Yeah. I'm sorry, baby.
And
that kind of hurt never goes away, right?
Never goes away, no.
Yeah, that's sad. Wow. Mm. Thank you for calling. That turned sad. Hey, Aaron, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
Well, actually, I'm calling about my dad. When my sister was born, this was in 1967, my parents had just moved. My mom was pregnant with her first child. My dad went out to play cards with friends. They didn't have a phone. My mom went into labor but thought she would have time for him to come home. Ended up having my sister by herself, had to cut the cord tie it off with dental floss. Passed out three times after she had the baby on the way to the kitchen to get some orange juice. When my dad came home, she had my sister wrapped in a blanket on the bed with her, and they went on to have three more children, though.
Wow.
And they're still together.
Luckily, my mom had spent some time in Mexico, had seen babies born, but had never...
Yeah,
in a lot of streets, but they didn't have a phone. My mom didn't know the neighbors. She's just kind of private, didn't want to bother anybody. And but the baby came. My sister came.
I've seen babies born, but I ain't tying nothing off with dental floss.
Yeah, I've watched my fair share of Baby Story, but I'm not doing it myself. Yes.
But they're soldier. Yeah, the whole time they're raised, that mother used that against all of them.
You know
what I've been through?
Oh,
you know what I can do to you?
Yeah.
I'll tie this dental floss around your neck.
That's right.
Hey, Alicia, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Unfortunately, there are no shortage of these calls. Go ahead.
My ex-husband actually left because he was upset with me. Him and my mom didn't really get along. His mom lived out of town. And he decided right when I had dilated and everything that he was going to be like, your mom needs to leave now. And at this point, I don't care what's going on. I just want this baby out of me. This is my first child. I'm scared. And he decides, I'm leaving. And he left and came back maybe 5 hours later.
And it was, and at that point, he missed the birth.
Yes.
And are you still with him?
No, we got divorced. And during our whole divorce thing, when he was really upset, he finally told me he was glad that he found elsewhere to be. So it kind of told me where he may have been.
Wow. That's just mean.
Sweet guy. Well,
but I love your show. You guys are so funny. I listen to you every day when I go to school at Kennesaw.
We would have been there. You. We would have been there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would have been there for
Take
you.
Take us with you to the birth of your baby.
Yeah, dental floss in hand.
That's right.
All right, here's the closer call. Hey, Laura, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Okay.
Good.
How are you?
Doing good. Well, my dad actually missed my birth. My mom was in labor with me, and she was doing it naturally. Oh. And my dad told my mom that, oh, it can't hurt that bad. You know, you're exaggerating, et cetera. And my mom punched him, and he fell, and he was unconscious for my birth because he hit his head on a table and then hit the floor.
Serves him right.
That might have been the only legitimate excuse right there to miss the birth.
That's right.
So he literally was knocked out when you were born.
Literally knocked out. They put him in another room while I was being born.
Are they still together?
They are.
They are, yeah. He's scared to leave.
Yeah, he never said that again.
I hope he still gets grief for that.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.